Check a check check 1 2 2 2 2 check a check 1 2 2 2 I'm a sound guy 2 2 2 2 2 2 Where am I gonna put? Fuck. All right. Why don't I hear anything, Randy? There it is. Thank you. Just roll it. I know this was a sound check. Are we working? Just fucking roll it. Hey guys, you're gonna get Ranty Great One himself today, because God damn it. I'm fucking tired of stupid people. Jesus fucking H Christ on a fucking stick. I mean, really. Randy, why is my waveform so big? That's what she said. You have a big waveform. I said, yeah. The better to hear me with. Oh, that really wasn't even funny. But that's what happens when you try to make shit up. Just, you know, pulling it out of your ass as it's happening. I know you guys think I'm brilliant and funny all the time, but sometimes I'm just actually not that goddamn funny. Fuck. Jesus Christ, I'm surrounded by morons. And I'm in the States. Look, guys, people, girls, boys, trannies, fucking non-binary, whatever the fuck you are, okay? I've been over this with your stupid asses before. We're gonna go over it again, because it did not fucking sink in the first time. Here it is, okay? I'm a little nasally today, so we'll stop that again. I didn't fucking think to take a decongestant before recording the podcast, so fuck it. By the way, I'm the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Been podcasting for 11 motherfucking years. 11 years of podcasting. So all you newbies out there, just suck a dick, okay? Just suck my dick. I don't want to hear about your fucking podcast. 11 goddamn years on the internet since 1999. The Great One himself. You can email me at God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. People, I see you adjusted my waveform. Thank you, dear. In the control room, adjusting my waveform so that I'm not clipping, is the lovely and adorable Randy. And you know what? Randy has a fucking job. You know why she has a job? Because she's not a motherfucking worthless cunt. Let's talked about this before, we're going to talk about this again. Why you don't have a job. I know, I understand that you think the reason you don't have a job is because of Obama, or Bush, or the economy, or the glass ceiling, or, hang on, I gotta close my fucking email program, this fucking asshole keeps fucking bothering me, or, you know, patriarchy, or transphobia, or just nobody understands you, or, you know what, I get it. You think that the reason you're unemployed is because somebody else has done something to you that prevents you from getting a job. The reason you're unemployed is you, okay? You are the reason you don't have a job. You are the reason for everything that happens in your life. This is a critical difference between the anarcho-capitalist and everybody else out there, right? When I look at myself and I say, hey, Great One, how come you're not a millionaire? I don't blame the patriarchy or the glass ceiling or the fact that I didn't go to college. No, there's one reason and one reason only I'm not a millionaire. That reason is me. I didn't put enough fucking effort into becoming a millionaire. That's why I'm not a millionaire. When I look at myself right now, right this particular moment as I'm recording this, I don't have a girlfriend. I say, Great One, why don't you have a girlfriend? Right? Well, it's not because girls are all, you know, what's my favorite hypergamy? What the fuck was that? Randy, what the fuck just fell over? Fuck it. Is the recorder still? Fuck it. Who cares? It's not because girls are all hypergamous or because they're all sluts. No, the reason I don't have a girlfriend is because of me. Because I haven't put the fucking effort into finding one. Okay? When I say to myself, great one, why have you not finished editing all of your photographs from 3, 4, 5 fucking years ago? The answer is, it's not because of the patriarchy. It's not because Obama. It's because I haven't put enough effort into editing the fucking photos. I haven't put the time into it. I haven't put the work into it. I haven't invested enough of myself in doing that. And I know, they took our jobs! No, they didn't take your fucking job. They did not take your fucking job. The reason you are poor is because you're fucking worthless, stupid, incompetent, lazy, cocksucking motherfucker. And if you're unemployed, if you're completely unemployed, if you're underemployed, if you don't make quote unquote enough money, all of that is because of you. What is enough money? If you don't make enough money, well, how much debt do you have? Well, why do you have all that debt? Whose fault is that debt? Did the fucking patriarchy force you to spend 6 years in college getting a goddamn diploma in journalism with a minor in fucking ethnic studies? No, the patriarchy didn't fucking force you to do that. That was a stupid decision on your part. That's your goddamn fault. I have a 1554 Black Lager from New Belgium Brewery here, keeping me company as I do this podcast. It's one of my favorite beers. I don't really like anything else New Belgium brews. This is the one. This is the one New Belgium beer that I like. Where's my list? See, I have a list. So we're talking about this because I have, unlike those of you who are unemployed, I have this thing called job. This thing called job. I actually have multiple jobs. And again, I'm at the point in the year where I'm turning down work because I have so many people asking me to come and work for them and create value. And yet, I don't have a fucking PhD in ethnic studies. And gosh, how am I able to actually make money without a fucking college diploma? Technically, I have an associate's degree, but whoop-de-doo, right? That means nothing these days. Oh, yeah, it's because I create value for other people. Because I'm competent, capable. Where I had somebody call me last night. They're like, hey, I need somebody to come and do this. And I'm like, well, there's some other people that could do it because I can't do it. And she's like, yes, but none of those people are competent. I can't leave any of those people there by themselves and get the job done. She's like, she says, you're the only person I know that if I leave you there alone is going to get shit done. And this is why people call me and offer me work, which I have to turn down because I'm already working elsewhere because that's how fucking... Meanwhile, you're saying, I can't find a job. Oh, really? You can't find a fucking job. Here's another thing for you motherfucking cocksuckers who can't find a job and you're poor. And I know I've ranted about this in the past, but I'm just going to do it again because I can. Because it's my fucking podcast. When you're unemployed and you're drinking Starbucks coffee, you need to fucking die. Okay? You need to fucking die. If you can afford a fucking Starbucks coffee, I have no fucking sympathy for you. If you're unemployed and you're living on the street, you know, and you're having to like shit over behind the bushes because you don't have a place to take a shit and you haven't had a bath in 7 days and, you know, whatever. If you're poor and you're begging for... I can cut you a little fucking slack. But when you can afford Starbucks coffee and you're complaining about how you don't have a job or you don't have enough money or whatever, you need... Natural selection says... Natural selection, which has been circumvented by the state to keep people like you alive so that somebody will vote for Democrats. Natural selection says you should be dead. By the way, today is the 15th of January, 2015. I'm recording this the same day it's going to go out because I would have recorded this podcast earlier, but you see, I had to spend time at work. We went in for these days to do these tasks that should have taken like 5-6 hours worth of work. No, these turn into 10-hour fucking days because the people I'm working with are incompetent and fucking stupid and lazy and slow. And that's why this podcast was not recorded. See, here we go. Now, I sound just like you.
Well, not my fault I didn't record the podcast 3 days ago like I said I was going to. It's because of the stupid people I work with. I couldn't have anything to do with it because I'm an object, not an agent. I'm a feminist.
See, I sound just like you now. I'm sitting here making excuses for my failures and blaming it on other people, when in fact we know the reason I didn't fucking record the podcast 3 days ago is because of me, not because of anything else, because of my emotional reaction to the fucking stupid people I have to work with. Yes, the people I work with are stupid and lazy. Natural selection says they should all be dead, but they vote Democrat, and so they get welfare and food stamps, and they're kept alive. And I'd like to believe it's their fault that I didn't record the podcast 3 days ago. But the truth is, again, here we see the difference between the anarcho-capitalist and the statist. The statist can never find the truth, much less accept it. I understand that the truth, is that the reason I didn't record this podcast 3 days ago was because I made a choice not to, because I allowed my emotional response to the fact that I work with idiots to overpower the logical, critical part of my brain that said, hey, instead of just coming home and, you know, having a couple of beers and going to bed because you're exhausted from working with stupid people, you should put some effort, right? You should do some work. You should put some effort into staying up the extra hour and a half, going to the studio, getting Randy's ass in there, recording the fucking podcast. But you see, I chose not to do those things. And it's my fucking fault, and it's my responsibility. And that's the difference between people who, if natural selection were allowed to take place, would be alive, and people who would be dead. I've considered changing the name of this podcast to the Natural Selection Podcast. Because natural selection is really where the fuck it's at, right? I mean, can't we all agree on that? Can we all agree that natural selection, more natural selection, would make the world a better place? Is there anybody out there who actually doubts that natural selection? Yeah, actually, there are. They're called statists. All right, look. Let me talk about working with idiots. I had to work with... Oh, my God. I have a list here. There'll be more. There will be. This morning, I had to work with these idiots. And it's just like, they're so... Okay, guys, look. Here we go. Because I want to make this a little bit more than just me ranting. I want to try to make this at least semi-useful. Maybe you're out there and you're unemployed and you fucking think that it's Bush, Obama, patriarchy, glass ceiling, transphobia. You know, it's like, and there's nobody on the planet Earth. Well, all right, maybe a couple of people. There's nobody on the planet Earth that will, what's the word I'm looking for? Insult, disparage, look down upon, ridicule, you know, trannies and women who shave their hair. And I'm not their pussy hair, their head hair. And, you know, chicks like with piercings and tattoos. There's nobody alive who will insult, ridicule, and degrade those people more than me. And yet, here's the thing. If you get a job where I work and you show up to work, and let's say you're a fucking shaved head, fucking tranny, and your entire body is covered in tattoos, and you've got fucking that metal ring hanging on your nose, and you've got those giant fucking holes in your ears that are like, you know, 3 inches wide, and you just, and you're really fat and ugly, and you smell bad. You're this most, actually, I worked with that person. Actually, I didn't. There's this one guy I worked with at one of the theaters. He was way fucking huge, and he stunk like a dead animal. and he was worthless. But here's the thing. You could show up. You could be all of that. Under normal circumstances, I would ridicule you, make fun of you, you know, degrade you. I'm first to admit this. If you come to work and you're that tranny with the shaved head and the piercing, the tattoos, and you work your ass off and you just do your job and you do your job really well and you care about doing your job, I will praise you as a co-worker and a comp till the fucking sun sets and comes back up again. You know, I can have my, you know, I can, again, I can make fun of you as a tranny with your shaved head, but if you can just come in and do your job, then when it comes to doing the job, I'm not going to support you when it comes to your take on social issues and being a, but that's not the point. It's a job. And this is another thing that a lot of you who are unemployed cannot fucking understand, is that the job is not your social life and all this other shit. Especially those of you, I've talked about this a million times before, you women who think that work is where you go to hang out with your friends and do things you enjoy. And you come to work and you want to be friends with people and you want to hang out and have conversations. It's like, no, we are not here to have a fucking conversation. We are here to get things done. I do not want to fucking talk to you about what you did this weekend. I don't give a shit about what you did this weekend. We are here to do some fucking work. I need you to shut your fucking mouth and do your fucking job. And like I said, you can be the tranny with the piercings and the tattoos. If you come to work and you're like just pleasant to work around, you say, hey, what's going on? What's up? You know, and you come in and boom, and you hit the ground running, you bust ass, you ask questions, you do things, you think when you don't know what you're doing, you ask a question, you help it, then you're the best. And that's why you would have a job. And all the other personal shit, you know, the tranny and the voting Democrat and the hating white men, yeah, I can really not give a fuck about that when we're at work on the clock if you're doing your job. The reason you don't have a job, if you don't have a job, is because of you. It's not because you're a tranny, or a woman, or black, or short, or fat. You can be any of those things, and you can get a job, and you can do the job well. None of those things prevent you from getting a job. I know you think they do, because you don't want to take responsibility. Now, you may not have a job because you have a degree in international communications with a minor in Latino American studies. But again, who decided to get that degree? Nobody forced you to get that degree. The patriarchy did not come to you and say, this is what you're going to major in. Patriarchy didn't do that to you. Obama didn't do that to you. Bush didn't do that to you. The glass ceiling did not tell you to major in international communications. You did that to yourself. So I'm working with these people this morning. Number one, stop being so fucking slow. You know, and I understand when you first come to a job and you don't really know what's going on, there's hesitation. Okay, but after you've worked there for a while, and today we go in, we got three guys, so this will mean nothing to a lot of you, just don't worry about it. We have three fucking pipe and boom, it's a base, and then you screw a pipe into it, the pipe sticks up in the air, and then you clamp a light onto it, and you plug the light in the wall, and you point the light at something. We got three of those that need to be taken down. It's not rocket science. You unplug it. You flip it over. You unscrew the clamp that holds the light on. You take the light off. You unscrew the pipe out of the base. And then you carry the shit outside to the truck. Not rocket science. When we come to work and you see me working and taking one apart, don't just stand there and fucking look at me. Guys, let's go do some fucking work. We are here to work. We are not here to say. When you show up, you know, with a coffee cup in your hand, put the fucking coffee cup down. That's another thing. When you walk into your job with a coffee cup in your hand and other people are working and you're standing there with a coffee cup drinking coffee while other people are work, oh, that might be why you don't have a job anymore. Because remember, in order to keep having a job, you have to create value for other people. If you're not creating value for other people, that's why you got fired. That's why you got laid off. That's why you don't have a job right now. That's why you're listening to me.
You're going, man, this guy is transphobic, and he's binary supporting, and he hates black people, and he's making fun of me, and I didn't lose my job. They took my job.
No. Nobody took your job. Nobody took your fucking job. You lost your job. You could not keep your job because you were not creating any fucking value. Because you're a worthless piece of shit. Okay, rule number one. And I got my notes over here. They're already written up. The number ones and the number two are going to be different because I'm adding shit in. I'll do the list in a minute. What? Just deal with it. I'm just in total ranty, rambling mood, as you've already figured out, my friends. Randy's just giving me shit. But it's okay, because she can get away with it, because even though she's a Republican, she has a job. She can fucking keep a job because she does shit. At least I assume. Do you do stuff at work or you just fuck off? Actually, yeah. I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, I bet you fuck off. You probably get by on your good looks. Kind of like I do, actually. Yes. Oh, I'm so fucking sexy. Anyway, what's I talking about? Just do some work. And just, God, they just... And we're packing the shit out, and they're just standing there. It's like, guys, how fucking hard is this? Take the shit to the goddamn truck. You've been working here for almost a fucking year. You still don't know where shit goes? Come on. Fuck. All right. Let me do the list. Working with idiots. Number one. Let me see what I wrote down here. Oh, yes. Number one. Women in command results in 100% failure. With men in command, at least you have a 85%. What? I'm trying to read my fucking notes. Which don't really make sense from the way I wrote them. With men in command, at least you have only an 85% failure rate. So here's the deal. Some of my jobs, we have women in charge. Now, I actually have to take this back, because at one of the theaters where I work, there's a woman in charge, and she is, I've talked about her before, she is one of the very few women I have encountered in the workplace who is not just competent, but she is spectacularly competent. Working with her it's like the easiest thing in the world, because she is that fucking competent and organized, and I'm trying to think of the perversion of the word. She has forethought. I'm like, forethoughtful? Is that a word? She's got her shit together. Like, better than almost anyone I have ever worked with in my life. And she's the unit, because they're like, I know this one woman. Yeah, so do I. I know this one woman who's great to work for. Fucking beyond my words. The competency levels she displays doing her job and running a crew is beyond my ability to describe in words. Every other woman I've ever worked for in my life is a fucking moron. It is failure after failure after failure. I'm at this other theater, and there's a woman in charge. And she works for a man who might as well be a woman. And we're cleaning stuff up. And she's like, okay, take these boxes of papers and throw them out. So we're throwing the shit out. And they come by and they look at what we're throwing out. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. That might be important. Like, really? So let me get this right. You told us to throw this away without actually knowing what it is. Never occurred to you to open the box, see what's in it, before you told us to throw it away. So then there's pandemonium, and other women have to get involved. And finally it was resolved, okay, we can live without this. But it's like, Jesus Christ, can we just do something right the first fucking time? Could you just look? And this is... As I said before, women are objects, not agents. They should not be in the workplace. They sure as fuck shouldn't be in charge. And then some of you, and this is why I added the part about men, because some of you,
well, so are you saying that if men are in charge, things are...
No, I never fucking said. Will not ever in my life say that having a man running things in the workplace guarantees success. No. But I would say that 85% of the time with a man in charge, you're going to have failure also. But at least you have a 15% chance of success with a man in charge. With a woman, unless it's the one unicorn woman I was talking about, unless it's her, if you have a woman in charge, you have a 100% chance of failure. Anything that's going on. Number two. This is a big one, kids. When you sit there and go, hey, why can't I find a job? It's a question. Do you finish what you start? Because again, I look at the people I work with at all of my theater-related jobs. Okay, if you're new to the podcast, one of the things I do for money is I work in theater. I'm a theater technician. I do lighting. I do some sound. I do what the fuck ever, because that's how theater works. You're a jack of all trades. If you want to get all these job offers to the point where you have to turn some of them down because you're so busy, like I am. I am a jack of all trades in theater. I work at multiple theaters. One thing that is consistent across the board is people who start shit and don't fucking finish it. Tell them, okay, guys, you know, like clean this, and though, so they clean this area up. So they take some of the stuff out, and then they go throw a little bit away, and then they're like, okay, we're finished. And you go back, and it's like, well, almost everything has been taken out, but there's still like two boxes, and they didn't sweep the floor. And then they took some of the boxes, and they sat them by the dumpster, but they didn't actually put them in the dumpster, even though there's still room in the dumpster. Or you tell people, all right, guys, put everything back in the road cases and put the road cases away. And so they put the stuff, and they go, all right, we're finishing. I go over there, and like, there's a hammer laying on top of the road case it's supposed to go inside of. It's like, okay, that hammer goes inside the road case, not on top of it. Oh, okay. Like, guys, just fucking finish what you start. When you're put on a goddamn job, or this is the classic, we'll do festivals, and we'll go, like, okay, this light needs to go over to that tent. Okay. And so they take the light over to the tent. They come back, okay, I put the light in the tent. I'm like, all right, great. I go over there. They put the light in the tent, and there's a generator thing, but they don't plug the light in. So you have to go back and say, okay, go plug the light in. And they'll go to the tent, and they'll come back, well, the cord's not long enough to get to the generator. Say, okay, see, we have these things. They're called extension cords. And I have to walk them. It's plugging in a fucking light. I have to walk grown adults. A lot of these people are college students. Some of them already have college degrees. I have to take them by the hand and walk them through the process of plugging in a fucking light. And you're going to sit there and go, they took our jobs! They did not take your job, you ignorant, worthless, lazy, motherfucking piece of shit. You couldn't do your fucking job, and so you were replaced by somebody who's not stupid and incompetent. Speaking of incompetent, along the realm of working with idiots, when you are in command, this is another thing I have, and it's not just women. Be decisive. Make a goddamn decision. I work for this one person, and you try to get a decision out of him is like trying to get blood out of a fucking rock. It's like, hey, what are we doing with this? Well, you know, 7 years ago, I remember... Dude, answer the fucking question. What are we doing with this? Or the other great one is, I'll say, what are we doing with this? And he'll say, well, that needs to go over here. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. That is not what I asked you. What do we need to do with this? when you're in charge, make a goddamn decision. Make a fucking decision. Even if it's a bad one. Look, here's a fact. I've said this a gazillion times. I'm gonna sip my fucking beer. God damn it. Fucking patriarchy is preventing me from sitting my beer down. Fucking white men. I've said this a million goddamn times. It's better to make a bad decision, find out it ain't gonna work, evaluate what you did wrong, make a good decision and do it right, than to stand there for 3 fucking hours intellectualizing and theorizing about, well, how should we do? So the other day, so one of these days that it was Wednesday when I was going to record this, we were at this place doing this gig way longer than we should have because it took, not making this shit up, guys, it took two, count them, that's one plus one, two grown men, by grown men I mean over the age of 21, two grown men, one of whom is a fucking construction foreman, two grown men, seven, that's 4 plus 3, 7, that's 3.5 times 2, oh no, I did math, that's patriarchy, I just oppressed all the women out there. 7 hours. Two grown men, 7 hours to drill. That's a drill, right? Drill. To drill 4 fucking holes in a wall. 2 men, 7 hours to drill 4 holes. I am not making this up. I can't make this up. This is beyond making up. Mother Goose on coke could not fucking make this up. 2 grown men, 7 hours to drill 4 fucking holes. Guys, stop fucking intellectualizing. Drill the fucking holes. It's not that hard. Make a goddamn decision. And stop standing around. This takes us to number 4. Stop standing around milking the clock. Okay? You may not have a life, but I do. I work because the theater work, people get paid by the hour. And there is a large incentive for many of them to just milk the fucking clock and take as long. Like, guys, can we please just fucking do this? And leave. I know you want to be here as long as possible to get paid as much, but again, all right, when you're dying, and this is the thing, for a lot of these people, I don't think they even have this mentality. I don't think they're smart, and this is why I fucking hate all of you fucking 99% or commoners. It's like, guys, when I die, when I'm killed by the government for doing this podcast and talking about anarchy and talking about how the government shouldn't exist and talking about natural selection, when I am killed by the government, as I'm laying there in a pool of my own blood full of bullets, dying, I'm not going to think to myself, gosh, sure wish I'd have spent more time at work riding the clock in order to get that extra $10 an hour or $15 an hour or $20 an hour, whatever it is. I mean, yeah, that's not going to be, I'm going to be thinking, God damn it, I wish I'd have fucked more girls. And every fucking hour I'm at work waiting on you, again, 7 hours. And I had to wait because I couldn't leave them because we're in a secure building and I am one of the very few people with access to the building. It's a key card entry and you got to have security codes to get an outside. I have to stay there with them. Otherwise, I'd have gone the fuck home because they're 2 grown men. You have to drill 4 fucking holes. Why should I have to sit here and watch the two of you try to figure out how to drill some fucking holes? It's not that hard. If I'd have known it was going to be this big of a deal, I'd have gone in and just done the shit myself. Of course, it wasn't my choice because I don't run the fucking company. I didn't make this decision. People, just because... here's why you don't have a job. Because you lack understanding of this fact. Just because you don't have a fucking life doesn't mean the other people around you don't have a life. Just because you want to stay at work and ride the fucking clock to make that extra $10 an hour, which is for you is overpaid, okay, I don't want to stay at work an extra hour just so you can make an extra 10 bucks, which is, of course, $7 after taxes. Get the fuck to work. Do your goddamn job. Do it effectively, efficiently, and quickly so we can go the fuck home. Right? And if you have no reason to go home because you don't have friends, you don't have family, you don't have hobbies, you don't read books, all you do is sit there and watch Netflix and eat ice cream or what the fuck ever it is, then just fucking kill yourself. But stop coming to work and dragging me down because you're a goddamn loser. Now, let's talk about this. I'm sitting here ripping on the employees. I'm an equal opportunity ranting ripper motherfucker, as you should all know by now. If you're going to own a company, you need to fucking suck it up. So here's the deal. We're working, and the owner of the company is there, and the peons are there, the minions, whatever you want to call them, and they're fucking around. I'm like, guys, can we please fucking finish this? You know, instead of again, they're standing around talking and drinking coffee and shit. I'm like, guys, can we fucking finish what we're supposed to be doing? Because I would like to go home. I have things to do. You know, I have friends other than the people I work with, because I'm not a goddamn woman. I don't come to work thinking the people I work with are my friends. These are my coworkers. We're here to do a fucking task, get paid for the task, and then go the fuck home. We are not here to be friends and hang out and talk about our feelings, how we feel. Oh my God. And the owner of the company says to me something along the lines of, you know, I get really pissed off when you say that because you were off yesterday and I had to work. And so I'm just really tired of you saying that you want to go home. Okay, so let's take a look at this. First of all, you're paying these people by the hour. So I guess, you know, if you're willing to pay people to stand around and talk, in a way, that's not my problem. It is my problem in the sense that if the company goes out of business because you're running it inefficiently, then I don't have a job here anymore. So in that sense, it's my business. But ultimately, if you want to pay your employees to just stand around and talk, I guess that's not my problem. But again, why do I have to be fucking punished for this? Why can't I do my job and fucking leave? Also, this person has this expectation that I'm going to run his fucking company, yet doesn't particularly want to give me the power, for example, to fire people who are worthless. And of course, he wants to hire worthless people and he wants me to manage them. And we've had this discussion. It's like, dude, these are your employees, not mine. I am not going to manage your fucking employees for you. You need to manage your fucking employees. But he says unto me, you had yesterday off, I had to work. It's like, okay, first of all, I don't have days off. I have days where I may not go to the theater, where I may not go to a relationship, but I work in some context every day of my life. I work on the businesses that I run, my website business, my building website business. I work on my photography business. I work on my photography for pleasure. I work on this podcast. I work on self-improvement. I work on meeting girls. I work on creating things and becoming a better person. I work every fucking day of my life. Just because I'm not here working for you does not mean I had a quote-unquote day off. But more importantly, here's the thing. He says unto me, you know, I had to work yesterday and you had a day off. Well, okay. And let's think about this for a minute, asshole. First of all, you own the company. Owning a company involves work. Next of all, after I take another swig of 1554 Black Lager from New Belgium Brewery. Second of all, let's think about something else. Why do you have to work so much? As opposed to me, again, I've done it. I've taken 2 weeks off from working for other people making money. As I said, I never take time off from, I'm always working on self-improvement. I'm always working on my personal projects. Not always. I mean, yes, I do sometimes sit down and eat ice cream and watch television. I do sometimes sit down and read a book. Okay, but every day of my life, I put some kind of effort into working on photography, on video, on websites, on the podcast, on self-improvement, on chasing girls. I'm working on these things. His little attitude unto me of, you had a day off and I had to work yesterday. Okay, but let's look at two very important distinctions between you and me. Number one, your time management skills are shit. This guy, I'm pretty sure I've said this on this podcast before, working for this guy is exactly like working for a woman because he is just like a woman in the workplace. Now, he comes to work, and again, I'm not making this shit up. We'll come to work, we're doing a gig, and he'll stand there and talk to the employees about, oh, my dog did this, and my wife did this, and 7 years ago I got drunk and this happened. And so he's standing there talking to all the employees, and the only person, because I just go and I work. I'm the only person doing it. And then like 2 hours later, he'll show up. He's like, why isn't everything done? What's taking so long? I'm thinking, gosh, remember when you spent the first 30 minutes of us being on location telling the employees stories about your fucking dog? Well, I wonder what's taking so long. And then, of course, the employees think, because they can stand around and talk, that they're not really having to work. He's setting the tone. So, the other thing, so that's the first one of his major problems. The other major problem that makes him woman-like is he has no time management skills at all. Like, for him to get something done, basically he cannot do anything until it's like 30 minutes past when it was supposed to be done. And trying to fucking talk to him to get him to focus is like, hey, we need to have a meeting. So here, so this is the stuff for the gig. Let's go on down. We got to do this. Okay, we got to do this. What do you want for that? Okay, we got to do this. What's that? And then there's a story about his dog. It's like, can we fucking focus on the fucking job? I'm asking you, how many fucking lights do you want to light this goddamn stage? And do they need to be gelled a specific color? And you're telling me about your fucking dog. It's not that I necessarily don't care about your fucking dog, but you, just like a woman, he cannot distinguish between work time and personal time. That he can't tell the fucking difference. Just like a goddamn woman. This is why women should not be in the workplace. You work with a woman. It's like, my dog did this. Oh my God, I'm thinking about cutting my hair. I should dye my hair. What do you think about this lipstick? Do you think this matches? Do you think this goes with my complexion? It's like, nobody gives a fuck. Get over there and do your fucking job. If you want to talk about your fucking dog and your lipstick, do that on your time. I need you to fucking focus on the goddamn task so I can do my job and so I can fucking finish so I can go the fuck home and do things I want to do. Because I have a goddamn life and I have some fucking friends. And because I like girls, because I didn't have to get a fucking dog because I'm a goddamn loser. No time management skills, no ability to focus, fucking thinks he's work is social time, just like a goddamn woman. But next of all, more importantly, here's the thing. You want to fucking complain to me about how you don't want to hear me saying I want to go home because you had to work yesterday and I didn't? Well, let's take a look at how much shit you have versus me. This person has dogs who are sick and a fucking vet. The dogs are at the vet all the fucking time. Horses, two brand-ish new automobiles, guns, 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 guns. I love guns, but dude, you've bought all these guns, just bought a bunch of land, about to build a house on it. So here's the deal. If you want to have all this material shit that cost money, well, then you have to pay for that. That means you have to work more. You see, I don't have land. I don't own horses. I don't have any dogs. I don't have any guns at all. Let me say that again for the NSA as they're monitoring us this podcast. I do not own any guns at all. I am totally scared of firearms. I don't own any guns, right? I don't have land. I'm not building a house. I don't have guns and horses and dogs. I don't fucking travel all the goddamn time like you. So it's like, look, fucking asshole. You want to fucking whine to me about having to work? You have all this material shit and you have the debt that goes with it. Yeah, you have to fucking work more than I do. And whose goddamn fault is that, you motherfucker? It's not mine. Don't get pissed off at me because I want to come to work, do my job as effectively as possible, and go the fuck home, which saves you money in the long run. I mean, I could stand here and milk the clock like the rest of your fucking employees for $20 an hour. But I have a goddamn life. And for you to get pissy with me because I want to do my job and go home, go fuck yourself. Okay? I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not even fucking remotely sorry that you have to work a lot more than I do because you have a lot more material shit than I do. You have more debt than I do. And yeah, you have to fucking work more than I do. Suck my fucking balls. You want to own a goddamn business and you want to spend a shit ton of money and have a bunch of debt, then you have to pay the fucking price. Literally and figuratively. Here's a working with idiots reason you might not have a job if you're just plain stupid. I'm working with these people, they're using a shop vac, they're vacuuming stuff up, and it's starting to suck less. Because, of course, we all know shop vacs work best when they suck. It's starting to suck less. Like, oh, we should open it up to empty it out or whatever. They're going to open it up in the fucking building. It's like, guys, take the fucking shop vac outside to the dumpster to dump it out. Don't open it in the goddamn building where we just cleaned. Are you fucking retarded? The answer is yes. Because, again, natural selection has been circumvented. And these people who should be dead are allowed to continue to live because both of them vote Democrat. Number 7, answer the question I'm asking instead of changing the subject. I kind of covered that one already. When you're in charge, when somebody asks you a fucking question, answer the goddamn question. And if you don't know, just say, I don't know. Let's come back to this later. But don't fucking change the topic. Answer the goddamn question. Number 8 is pretty much about the same boss again and the people I work with. It's just like we come to work and it's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Talky, talky, talky. Talk, talk, talk. It's like, guys, can we fucking work? Can we please fucking work? You know, and here's something that's occurred to me. Because I've noticed in the years at all of my jobs, not just theater jobs, the ones I have now, but all of my jobs, when you hire people, it tends to be you hire people who don't have jobs. Not always, but I mean, usually who's looking for a job? It's people who are unemployed. And so you end up hiring people who are unemployed. You know, like again, like the woman who's like the man who should be, is essentially a woman that I work for that I've been bitching about. He hires all these people and they all turn out to be fucking worthless. And this is not an exaggeration. I mean, I've been there for 6 fucking years and we have no employees who are worth a shit. I mean, right now there is nobody who works there that I would rely on to perform even the simplest task. that none of them are fucking reliable, none of them are competent, none of them are even trainable. And he hires, of course, people who are unemployed. Well, they're unemployed for a reason. Right? It's kind of like with girls. You don't hit on girls that don't have boyfriends because they don't have boyfriends for a reason. I mean, if you're looking for a girlfriend, right? If you're just looking for a pump it and dump it, that's different. But if you're looking for some kind of like woman who is capable of having a relationship, well, women who don't have boyfriends for a reason. That's why you hit on the girls that do have boyfriends, because somebody wants them, so they must have something going for them. Right? When your entire fucking labor pool, the only people you hire are people who were unemployed when you hired them. Okay, they're unemployed for a reason, goddammit. And it's not because of Obama and Bush and because they took our jobs and transphobia and sexism and glass ceiling. No, it's not because they're unemployed because of them. And the fact that you're hiring somebody who can't keep a job and then you find out the person is worthless, for you to stand there and act surprised by this just reinforces my opinion that you're a fucking moron. Number nine, we can work or we can talk about our feelings. That's another thing. And so many of these jobs, it's like, how do you think we should do this? And then people who, like, we have people who never worked in theater in their life. They've been there for like 2 months. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Want to come up, well, maybe we should do it this way. Dude, shut the fuck up. I know you're a millennial. I know you think you're the smartest generation. I know you think you're important. Dude, listen to me, you stupid moron. Your fucking opinion does not matter. You know nothing about what's going on. You're an idiot. You're incompetent. You were hired to move heavy objects from point A to point B. I do not need to hear your fucking opinion about how this should be done because you know nothing about what the fuck is going on. I don't give a fuck about the other side. I am always right. And that's today's little ranty podcast. And if you don't like it, you know what? You'll start your own fucking podcast. Stop listening. Nobody forced you to listen to this podcast. Okay, Obama didn't fucking make you do this. Bush didn't make you listen to the podcast. Okay, go fuck yourselves. God, I'm in a bad mood. But it's out now. See, I feel so much better now, Randy. It's like I've purged. I can now move beyond this. Because next week, I don't have to see any of these people next week. The only person working next week will be me. I'll be there all by myself. It's going to be so great. It's going to be peaceful. It's going to be quiet. I'm going to get work done. It's going to be fantastic. Nobody's going to want to talk about their goddamn feelings. I'm going to be able to come in, do my job, leave when I'm finished, and not have to wait on people to figure out how to drill a fucking hole, because it's so goddamn complicated.